Hi, my name is Miley and I'm alcoholic. Wow, there's so many more people here tonight. Let's see, when I first got here, they told me to get three things. Get a sobriety date, get a sponsor with a working knowledge of the big book, and get a home group. My home group is the PMOD. I say the best home group in the valley, but you know, hey, some of us are impartial. It's okay. Every group has its great significance in the valley. You know, they were just so welcoming to me when I got here. They wrapped their arms around me. This is not my first rodeo. I got sober. The very first time I heard the message, I was doing a 90-day stint in work furlough, and you guys brought panels in there. And I wasn't going there to listen to the lady. It was co-ed, but we weren't allowed to talk to the guys. I was going to flirt with the guys across the room, you know, and you know, I was 20 years old, you know, and a lady didn't look anything like me, hadn't been where I'd been, was talking about the feelings associated with her disease, and I found myself listening like only the dying can, and I didn't know why. And I started tearing up, and it kind of freaked me out. It wasn't until later, of course, getting into the work, I discovered that somebody planted the seed for the first time. On my way back to my room, I passed somebody that I used to drink with on a regular basis, and he was in there taking care of wreckage from his past, and he had 8 months clean and sober, and I couldn't believe it. He was 50 pounds heavier. He was also somebody that we hung out in bars with and would stay up for, like, you know, weeks at a time with, if you know what I'm talking about. And he had put on 50 pounds, looked great, and he says, you know what? This was in Oxnard, California. He said, I got a place in Thousand Oaks. If you want, when you get out of here, you don't have to go back to the hustle. You can go and you can stay sober. Do you want to try it? And I said, you know what? I was willing to try anything. At 20 years old, I thought my life was over. You know, I hadn't finished my education. I dropped out of high school. I hadn't had a pair of glasses in 6 years. You know, hadn't had a checking account. All these things that I had never had before. And I moved in with some people that were sober. I got a sponsor, and I got into the work. And I'm dually addicted, so I was very active in both fellowships. Matter of fact, I met my husband at the other fellowship. Well, actually, we were active in both fellowships together. A lot of you know my husband. I tried sleeping with him when I had 90 days, and he told me his sponsor said no, that he needed to let me get well. And I was like, well, then, you know, bye. But thank goodness that he did, because he asked me out when I had a year and a half. He had gone to Europe for a couple months and rode his bicycle around Europe. And when he came back, he met me at a meeting. He did not recognize me. He said, I looked completely different. It was a year and a half late. I had a year and a half sober. I had gone through the steps with my sponsor. And I literally, my name is Miley, but I used to go by Smiley. And she told me to go by my real name, so I started going by Miley. And when I introduced myself as Miley, he hit his sponsor up. He's like, hey, who's that? He's all, that's Smiley. And, you know, the next day he asked me out on a date, and that was 34 years ago. I took his ass hostage, like a good AAer does. And, you know, I'd like to say that, you know, life got really good. I became a productive member of society. Life got good. Had, you know, got married, bought a home, started a business, did all those wonderful things that we do. And there's a saying around here, don't let the life AA get in the way of your AA life. Well, life got in the way of you guys. And I started judging myself out of the rooms. I'm like, oh, I don't want to hear her share. I don't want to go to talk. That guy hasn't had a job in 5 years, and he's still complaining. Like, I was complaining, literally. And I judged myself right out of the rooms. I didn't realize that I could have just changed meetings. Obviously, I know I was just, I was young. I was in my 20s, and I liked money. I liked working, and, you know, I got my GED, went to college, you know, and I started making the most money I'd ever made legally, and it was fun, you know. I was waitressing at a place in Westlake Village and had a great time. I met my best friend Denise there, and that's where we met working, and boy, we had a good time. But what happens is when you stop doing the things that we do around here to stay sober, things start happening. All of a sudden, nothing was my fault. I wasn't going to meetings. I was working the steps backwards, essentially. And I ended up, you know, at about 15 years of sobriety. I had gotten hurt playing softball, and they prescribed some medication. And I took that medication, and as prescribed, but I started talking myself I told myself that I was just now I was just a drug addict. I wasn't an alcoholic, so I could drink now. And like the good little alcoholic that I was, I started drinking. But remember, I'm married to somebody that's sober. Now, he hadn't been in a meeting in a minute, but, and what does Jimmy say? He was drier than a popcorn fart. You know, I feel like I was lucky because I got loaded. You know, when things kind of hit, he became really angry. He became angry and pissed off, and I got happy and loaded. You know, me and my best friend were running around Moore Park. I was driving her H3, pouring my drinks, you know, Oxys and Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's like peanut butter and jelly, and they got us in a lot of trouble. I ended up getting my husband arrested. He found me with some alcohol and poured it over my head and said, get help. So what I did is I ran to my best friend's house for 30 days and partied. We reconciled. I went back home, and I wanted to quit. I just couldn't. I tried. I woke up and I said, I'm not going to the store today to buy alcohol, and I just could not stop. And it got a hold of me. And a year later, my 16-year-old, we were moving up here to the AV. My husband's in construction. Things started getting really slow down below. We lived in Moore Park for 20 years. And we were moving up here, and my son, I had given him some of my pills to sell at school so he could be the cool kid. That's where my decision-making went. That's the kind of mother I became. And my 16-year-old got busted. He was drunk, truant, came back to school, got a truancy, him and a couple buddies, projectile vomiting in class. They said, they called the ambulance, called my husband, and they're like, what is he on? And they asked his friends, and they pulled their pockets out, and they're like, maybe he's on some of these pills that he sold us. So not only did my drinking get my husband arrested the year before, my 16-year-old gets arrested, and he's looking at 2 terms of 3 to 5 because of my drinking and using. 2 days go by. We're getting ready to move here on a Friday. On Wednesday night, my husband says, where'd you get those pills? Where'd you get those pills? I know you didn't just find them on the ground. And what does he do? My 16-year-old was 6'1", on the floor in a fetal position, crying. He didn't want to rat out his mom, but he didn't want to lie to his dad. So I looked at my husband and I said, he got them from me. I had never seen that incomprehensible demoralization that we hear about here. I felt it. I felt no love in that man's eyes. He was throwing daggers. I honestly, if he didn't have 10 minutes to get to that domestic violence class that he ended up getting because of me, he had to do 52 weeks in 54 weeks of anger management. If you want to piss off an already crusty, pissed off alcoholic, have him, you know. Yeah, it was lovely. So thank goodness he had 10 minutes. You only have 54 weeks to do it. If you miss 2, you have to restart over at 52. So he had 10 minutes to get there, thank goodness. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know if I had anywhere to go. And we moved up here. 2 days later, my son begged him. And he wouldn't leave the kids with me. So what did I do? I drove down 50th Street at Quartz Hill, and I saw that big sign in front of the Grange. And living here for 3 days, I walked in and I said, my name's Miley and I'm an alcoholic. I knew I was going to prison, I thought, and I didn't think I was going to be married, so I figured I'd be a good ex-wife when I got out and a good sober mom when I got out. And life, I just kept my head down and just got into the work. I got a sponsor, got into the work, found people at the PM Mod, and Ralph, thank you for asking me, I love you. He's very instrumental in my recovery. He was my great protector, him and Billy, Rick. There's a bunch of men here that, you know, were wrapped their, they, you know, shouldered us up instead of trying to pat us on the ass. And I respect those men, you know. They were very instrumental in my recovery. But I was able to stay sober. And then I stayed sober. The year went by. Family came, gave me a cake. 2 years came, gave me a cake. Husband saw something different in me that made him want to come back to the rooms. He saw me working with others, and he missed that recovery. And once he came and worked on himself, and I was working on myself, we were able to heal as a family. That's the power of the book. That's the power of the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. If you're struggling and you're here tonight and you have a problem drinking and you can't stop, raise your hand, reach out, grab somebody that's doing this thing, because it works. Because if it works for a drunk like me, it can work for anybody. I want to welcome Shane and Sarah. You know, it's good to see both of you. Thank you, High Desert, for having me here. Ralph, I love you, and it's really great to see you. Thanks for letting me share.